This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is headed for a rally in the battleground state of Michigan as he tries to move past revelations that he was determined to play down the threat of the coronavirus last winter, even as he talked of the dangers in private. At an afternoon news conference Thursday, the president repeated his assertion that he downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic because he did not want to start a panic.
What I went out and said is very simple. I want to show a level of confidence, and I want to show strength as a leader, and I want to show that our country is going to be fine one way or the other.
The president has come under fire after recorded interviews he did with veteran journalist Bob Woodward surfaced, in which the president said he knew the virus was airborne and knew it was deadly. In public, Trump downplayed the seriousness of the disease, saying it would just go away. Nearly 192,000 people have died in the United States since the pandemic began. Senate Democrats have scuttled a scaled-back GOP coronavirus rescue package, saying the measure shortchanged too many pressing needs as the pandemic continues its assault on the country. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
On a mostly party-line vote, Democrats blocked the $500 billion package, with leader Chuck Schumer saying it did not go far enough to help Americans.
This emaciated bill is not a serious attempt.
He predicted a defeat would send GOP Chief Mitch McConnell back to the negotiating table, after wrangling back in March resulted in a more generous rescue bill. McConnell argued before the vote some help for the people was better than none.
They'll say exactly who has their backs.
Accusing Democrats of focusing more on hurting President Trump than helping others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Iranian Navy began a three-day exercise in the Sea of Oman near the strategic Strait of Hormuz Thursday, deploying an array of warships, drones, and missiles. Dubbed Zulfhagar 99, the exercise will be held over 2 million square kilometers of sea, stretching from the northern part of the Indian Ocean to the eastern end of the Strait of Hormuz. The military said on its website that one of the exercise's objectives is to devise tactical offensive and defensive strategies for safeguarding the country's territorial waters and shipping lanes. A spokesman said Iran had warned the United States to keep its aircraft and drones clear of the exercise. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have soared since President Donald Trump withdrew from a landmark nuclear agreement in 2018 and unilaterally reimposed crippling economic sanctions. Belarus protest leader Maria Kolesnikova says security officers threatened to expel her alive or in pieces when they tried to forcibly deport her to Ukraine earlier this week. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Kolesnikova is one of the most prominent critics of President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election last month, among those spearheading protests since then. She said in the statement that she genuinely feared for her life and that the security officers, who put a bag over her head, also threatened her with up to 25 years in jail. She prevented the expulsion attempt by tearing up her passport at the border so that Ukraine couldn't allow her to cross. She's now in detention in Minsk. Lukashenko has cracked down on the opposition over the past month, and nearly all of its leaders have been arrested or expelled or have fled.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The U.S. government reports that layoffs remained elevated. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week was unchanged at 884,000. The latest figures mean layoffs are stuck at historically high levels 6 months after the coronavirus pandemic brought the U.S. economy to a jolting halt. The government also reports 13.4 million people continued to receive traditional jobless benefits. That figure is up from 13.3 million reported last week. Most analysts say the economy is unlikely to muster a sustained recovery until the coronavirus vaccine is widely available. I'm Mike Gracia.
Diana Rigg, a British actress who became a 1960s style icon as secret agent Emma Peel in the TV series The Avengers, has died. Rigg's agent Simon Beresford said that she died Thursday morning at home with her family. She was 82. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.